Hey guys, my name is Avery Cole, and I'm a senior at the Episcopal School of Dallas, and I'd love to share with you a little about my journey of faith in high school. I've trusted in Christ ever since I was little, but it wasn't until high school where my head knowledge became heart transformation. Growing up, church felt more like a social activity, hearing Bible stories and trusting in what Jesus did on the cross, but I didn't fully grasp what the gospel actually meant. After my parents got divorced when I was 10, I chose to compartmentalize and create a new normal despite a lot of change and broken pieces in my life. Through that season, I moved to Watermark and joined a small group where I began seeing what a daily relationship with Christ looked like. However, my Bible still only opened on Sundays and Tuesdays. As high school started, I began to root my identity and worth in everything the world says is important. School, social media, grades, performance, and competitive cheer. I was so focused on seeming like the good Christian girl and perfect person that I got tangled up in pride, people-pleasing, and perfectionism. My misplaced identity left me feeling anxious and like my own ability could not measure up to expectations, leading me to put a hyper-focus on my actions and accomplishments. However, Ephesians 2:8-9 tells me that it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works so that no man may boast. I had to learn that there is nothing, no achievement, no award, no bad grade, no failure, that makes the Lord love me any more or less. It is solely by Jesus' sacrifice on the cross that I am redeemed and given eternal life. Towards the end of freshman year, the Lord began calling me to a more abundant life knowing him. That looks like building life-giving friendships, spending daily time with the Lord learning from his word, and investing more into church and small group. Through seasons of loneliness, I prayed daily for Christ-centered friendships, and the Lord proved his goodness and faithfulness through giving me my closest friends who encourage, lead, challenge, and sharpen me. Old Avery would love to say that all this mess is in the past, but the fact is, I'm still not perfect. Reality is, most of these things I still have to wake up and choose to fight against. I still mess up, I fall short, I have bad days. There are times when anxiety and fear rule me. I worry about the future, desire control, lack trust, and doubt the Lord's goodness and sovereignty over my life. However, I have learned that by sharing our brokenness and growing in humility, we are able to give more glory to Jesus' work on the cross. Instead of sitting in my struggles, I now have prayer. I have scripture, I have a community around me going to war against those things alongside me. I know that because of the Lord's faithfulness in my life, I have more joy and less scars. Out of my parents' split, he brought me a church home. After a season of loneliness, he gave me my strongest community. In my anxiety and desire for control, he gives me comfort and hope. If you relate to anything I just shared, I would encourage you that you are not alone. There's a God who's got an unconditional love for you and wants to see you thrive in a life knowing him. By finding others running alongside you toward Christ and committing the truth of God's word to memory, you'll be better equipped to fight your battles daily. Thanks for letting me share.